The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, guess who? This is Robin. Alan was running to get coffee, and now he is catching his breath. Are you back?
I'm back. Well, thank you, Robin.
Well, you were.
Well, it's true.
I'm not lying.
Nope, none of that is false. So, how was your week, Robin?
Interesting.
Good. Okay. I'm glad to hear it was interesting. I know you had the kids here for a couple days.
Mm-hmm. Getting ready for Halloween. They're getting excited.
Yeah, I guess they are. That's good.
That's neat. This year's a little different than last year. They're still not completely understanding, but they're more into it. You know,
more into the costumes and stuff. Yeah. Well,
she's Belle from Beauty and the Beast, but she wanted to be a ghost, and she got this little ghost costume, too.
Yeah.
And she'd run around and scare us.
Oh, yeah.
Pull it off and say, it's just me. You don't have to be scared.
Yeah, that's true. She did. Well, the other thing is, our neighborhood doesn't look like it used to.
There's it's sad.
There's only one house on the block that has kids that did anything as far as decorating and anything like that, and I think there's only one or two houses on the next block.
I didn't decorate this year because I haven't felt up. Fibromyalgia really, it sucks. But
yep.
Because I used to go all out, but everybody in our neighborhood used to go all out. It was so much fun. We had haunted houses, and we've just all gotten old. You know,
that's true.
I mean, the guy across the street. I love his. He's got a graveyard and everything.
Skeletons coming out of the
ground.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
So. Next door, the family who has. He has passed away, and his kids inherited the house and rented out. They used to have a haunted house every year.
I remember.
And, I mean, they had the guy with the chainsaw, and they had, I mean, it was wild. And
yeah, they
had hundreds of kids, and now we're lucky if we get 20.
Yeah, they had the caskets, two of the caskets in the yard with people in them, and the kids would walk by, and somebody would spring out of there. It was pretty fun.
But see, we used to do that, too.
Yep.
I had somebody... my ex-sister-in-law would dress up as a Grim Reaper and go behind the bushes and come out.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah. That wasn't this house. That was the house over in Corbin.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
This neighborhood really went out, but Corbin went crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have, because there was no other neighborhoods except mine and one other one around here when I moved here 30-some years ago.
Right.
You would have 50 kids lined up in front of your house all the way through the neighborhood.
Sure.
Waiting to get up because they would come in on hay rides and trucks and all this stuff and be bussed into our neighborhood. Because I would go through $100, $200 worth of candy a night.
Nice. Nice.
So it's going to be a little different this year. But
yep.
We're doing a trunk or treat today, which I'd never heard of. I mean, I'd heard of, but I've never done one. So.
All right. Well, now you know.
That's that guy that's the one I was telling you about right there.
Okay, I got it. All right, well, look, we're giving away muzzleloader today, aren't we, Robin?
Yeah, I'm over here numbering them right now.
You're numbering them, right. We are, This will be the final day for the October entries, and then next week we'll start with the November entries. Our fine folks at CVA have given us three muzzleloaders to give away. This one is going to be an Optima, and if you are a subscriber to the CVA newsletter, they featured the Wolf, and then now they're featuring the Optima and some other stuff, so you can always go in there and sign up for that to see what's happening at CVA. Great company. Speaking of CVA, I told you last week that Chris Klaproth, and he was on the air with us, we were both carrying our CVAs. He had his Wolf, and I had my Acura LR, which, allows me to shoot a little longer in case a deer comes out across the field. And then on Friday, I carried the Acura ML, which is the MR, the mountain rifle, the short one, little short barrel thing. It's beautiful for shooting in the woods, very maneuverable in a tree stand or a climber or something like that. Well, that all went by Saturday. I don't remember what happened Saturday, Rob. It doesn't matter. I think you weren't feeling well, if I remember. But
it all depends on the day.
It all runs together. But Robin said, why don't you go hunting this afternoon? And you know how windy it was last Saturday. I mean, it was really, really windy. And I thought, well, deer don't like the wind. They don't like the wind because they can't hear well. So they've got to depend on, and it blows the scent all over the place, so they have to depend on their eyesight to get around. And so I went and got in the stand, and about, I don't know, 4:45, I was texting Robin, and I was second-guessing myself. I was in what I'll call the lower stand. I texted Robin. I said, lower stand or upper stand? Well, Robin doesn't know where the stands are. She didn't have any idea, doesn't have a clue, doesn't care, and it's okay. But I'm sitting in the lower stand, and, that's where I'd been seeing the deer all week with Chris and with Jacob. So she said, lower stand, I have a feeling. I said, okay.
So, I wanted him to be quiet so I could go back to bed.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, at the end of that conversation, and, it's windy, the wind's blowing all over, I look over across the woods, and where there's not a deer trail, there was some kind of bush that was just shaking back and forth. And I thought, well, that's not I've seen this. This is not the wind. This is a deer. But I hadn't seen the deer yet. And obviously, if it's shaking back and forth, it's not going to be a doe. It's going to be a buck racking his, rubbing his rack, just thrashing it and taking out a little aggression. And I went, okay. And pretty soon as the head came out and I could see the deer and I could see the rack and, I thought to myself, well, that's not a big rack. I shouldn't probably shoot that deer. It's just a young one. And, it stepped out, and I thought, who am I to second-guess God on his gift? And I have a nice scope on my muzzleloader, 2-7. It's the old, I don't know what they call it. It's got the red dot in the middle. It's the Leopold that lights up the red dot in the center. And I just put that on the deer and squeezed the trigger, and the deer disappeared. And I said, well, that didn't take long.
Well, you didn't explain. We lost all our venison, too.
We did, yeah.
So we have no venison in the freezer because our freezer went up.
Right.
So.
That's true. So we did have to put some venison in the freezer. So that was a nice candidate. And so I went over, and sure enough, it was he never twitched, never. Never ran, no trail to follow. There he was. And nice big body deer. I mean, the deer in Queen Anne's County in this area particularly are decent size at even 2.5 years old. So I thought, okay, so a 7-point, he wasn't a horrible deer. I'm happy that that's the gift from God. That's the one I'll take. So, I dressed him out, and drag was a little challenging because there's a lot of brush has fallen, trees have fallen and knocked other trees down, and when the woods is open like that and there's a lot of cover, it gets a little thick. So, and the leaves are still on the tree. So anyway, I hooked a drag rope on him and I dragged him out. It was only about a maybe 60, 65-yard drag, but to, you know, navigate the fallen limbs and trees and all that stuff. But I got him out. Got him out the edge of the field and went and got the truck, backed up to him, and loaded him on the truck myself and hauled him to the butcher shop. And I texted my son-in-law. I said, you know, I said, I climbed the tree, shot the deer, I dressed the deer, I dragged the deer and loaded the deer on the truck all by myself. Not bad for a 69-year-old guy. And I felt good about it, you know? So there's hope for everybody out there if I can do it. Right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
You don't care, do you?
I care.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's fine. So Tuesday... Yeah, I can tell.
I'm cutting out a turtle.
You're cutting out a turtle. I know. That's great. Okay. So Tuesday, I was able to go to Frederick County with my bonus daughter, who had a bear tag, and we spent the day watching for a bear. And, of course, the bear didn't show up, so that's fine. And the bear didn't show up, and I'm okay with that. You know, she's never shot one. I was hoping she would, but it's okay. Now, I do know this. When we were talking, I went to her house and stayed Monday night, Laura's place. You've heard me talk about Laura before. We were talking about hunting there in the past, and I've told this story about seeing the bear up close and personal 10 minutes before, you know, legal shooting time. Well, I come to find out that I was actually between two bears. We talked about the details, and she said, You didn't seem worried that, you know, you could have swung your arm and hit that deer in the face. I said, or bear in the face. I said, no, I didn't know there was a bear that close. I said, the bear I was watching came down the trail. The one I thought was the dog came right down the trail, and it skidded to a stop in front of me, and I saw those front legs go out, and at that point it turned around and swapped ends. It was about 10 feet away. She said, no, I was watching the one that came through the woods and got behind you, and that's why I clicked the safety off and swung the gun over. You know, it was 10 minutes before legal shooting time, but she was going to protect me. And she said, I couldn't figure out how to shoot the bear without shooting you. And I'm like, wait a minute, you're telling me there were two bears? She said, yeah, I thought it was the same one. I said, so did I. But my bear came down the trail. And she said, no, but my bear came through the woods. So there I was. I was the hot dog in the bear sandwich. So how about that? But that it still didn't shake me up. I'm still laughing about it. So that was fun. No bears. That's it for the week. Visited a lot of our sponsors yesterday. Said hi to a few people and got some good stories. So, but right now, Robin, Glenn from Chestertown is on the air, and he wants to talk to you. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, Alan, Robin. How are you all?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, okay, I guess. You know, I'm still looking down to the top of the grass, so I guess I'm doing good.
That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So how was your week?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, are you going to the what's it called, Robin? The
what?
Up there where the antique tractors are. What do they call that?
Tractor pull?
Well, I don't know that there's a tractor pull. What's the facility called?
Tuckahoe?
Yeah, Tuckahoe. Tuckahoe has some activities this week, Fall Fest or something.
Oh yeah. Today? This week?
Yeah, this week.
Or the next week. It's coming.
I'm pretty sure it's this week.
We'll look it up.
Robin can look, but I'm pretty sure it's this weekend.
Yep. Going on today?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
Robin will check it for sure. So, yes, sir.
He's got me stopping what I'm doing.
Yep, I do. Did you get to go out at all there, Glenn?
No, I didn't really do anything this week.
Didn't make it. Okay.
I got you.
Oh, that first shot of coffee tastes pretty good. A leftover from last night, but it works. So, well, you know, well, Robin's looking at the.
I'm looking.
Tuckahoe, whatever place it's called. What's it called, Robin?
Tuckahoe. I knew you were going to ask me this.
Yeah.
I know it. I've said it 1,000 times in my life, and I just can't think of it right now. Hold on.
You'll get it. You will get it. Anyway, hopefully, I think it's a fall festival there or something like that today. So we'll, rather than delay the show, we'll just keep talking to Glenn. And so, hey, you know it's going to get colder this coming week, right? High 81 today, and I think by Wednesday the high will be 50. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm really looking forward to I've got a lot of work to do this week, but if I can get out one afternoon during the rut, I will do my best to get out there. Going to be windy, though. Going to be windy. Mm-hmm. So. But, yep. Did you find it, Rob?
Not yet.
Okay. Glenn, we'll stay tuned, buddy. We'll check it out, and we'll get back to you, all right?
Yeah, all right.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Glenn, you have a super week.
You too. Take care.
Robert. There you go.
You too.
Thank you, buddy. All right. So, you know, we talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. I was in there yesterday and talked to Mike a little bit, walked around and looked at all the Brownings just so I could be better informed and talk to you folks more about some of the Brownings. And I saw that they have a couple of the A5s, one called, I think they call it Wild Wings, and then there's a standard A5. I saw the Gold Light 10-gauge. I saw a couple different models in there, and I just wanted to make sure that you're aware that if you are a waterfowl hunter and you want to, you know, kind of bring back the old days, bring back the memories, take a look at the A5. A5's been around a long time. It's a short recoil operated autoloader shotgun, and that means it's, you know, when the shell is ejected, the recoil puts the next shell in the chamber. It's a very smooth shooting operation. This one's got a rugged composite stock, a textured gripping surface, and it's shim adjustable, which means you can adjust different things to make it fit you better, like the length of pull, the cast, the drop. And it's covered in full coverage retro vintage tan camo finish. It's got the famous Browning and Vector DS choke tubes with it. It's called the A5 Vintage Tan. And then I'd like you to take a look at the Maxis 2. It comes in Auric, the new camo from Browning, A-U-R-I-C, reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun. It's got additional enhancements to improve performance, a composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls. It's got the new Auric concealment camo pattern on it. It's really nice. When you stop by Clyde Sports Shop, take a look. They've got all the deer stuff out. They've got the shotgun shells and the ammo. They've got, you know, a lot of stuff there that they change with the season, you know, transition from fishing to hunting. They're your full-line Browning dealer as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Clydesports.com, www.clydesports, two S's in the middle, .com is the website. And Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Now, Backyard Billies. I'll be stopping to see them soon. Backyard Billies. Yes, indeed. Well, fall's here, and the cold weather's getting ready to hit this week. But I hope you're prepared. I hope you've been there, and I hope that, you know, maybe some night in the 30s and low 40s will convince you to head over there and take a look at all the stuff from Hearth America. The stoves, the pellet stoves, the wood stoves, the gas fireplace inserts, the electric stoves, anything for supplemental or primary heat. Now, we visited Backyard Billy's. We shopped a number of places when we redid this back room. We wanted to put a gas fireplace insert in, and we went to Backyard Billy's, and we were very happy with the product knowledge, the customer service, the personalities of the people involved, and the price. It all went together to make this purchase of this Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert just a breeze because Backyard Billy's did the installation. They helped us through the whole process. And guess what? Service is great. They have been wonderful as far as service. And we love to sit back here in our lounge chairs and just hit that remote control button and boom, we've got fire. I was at somewhere the other night in somebody's home, and they have a fireplace, and they turn the switch on, and it looks like, wah, wah. Oh, you want some heat in the room? Sure. Wah, wah. Well, I will tell you that it was way different than what we've got right here because we can control the fan, the light, and everything else. For pellet stoves and inserts, it's Enviro. For wood stoves and inserts, it's a company called Regency. And then they've got the electric models as well. Backyard Billy's is Hearth America. Backyardbillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials or give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, He bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
It's Granddaddy's gun. Yeah, man, I remember looking at my Granddaddy's guns. He had an old brass receiver Winchester with the octagon barrel. I can't tell you what model number it was, but it was before the 1894, I can tell you that. In what was that gun in? I can't remember the caliber. I wish I could. And then he had a 300 Winchester or 300 Savage, and he had a what was his shotgun? Can't remember the name of it, but I'll come up with it. Anyway, we've got Gary on the line. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, you guys.
I was given a tip for you the other day.
Will it be good today?
Yeah, it should be. Head out to, you're not far from it, head out to the Italian Buoy and you'll be good.
Oh, wow, that is very close. I can save some more gas, thanks.
Yeah, I know you can, so okay. How about
and,
that?
Trolling, I would assume?
I don't, whatever you want.
Well, okay. Yep, that's one of my favorite spots.
Well, okay. That's what I'm hearing.
All right, I'll let you know.
All right, do that, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. You have a great morning. Oh, my gosh. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If I haven't given the number, let me give it now. This is the last week for the muzzleloader contest. If you're new and haven't entered yet, we're giving away a beautiful CVA Optima muzzleloader this week, and that number is 410-WCBM-680. All you have to do is go on the air. All you have to do is leave your name and your phone number with Aaron, our producer, and Aaron will record your name, your first and last name, and your phone number, and then he'll say, hold on a minute, and you go on the air with me, or Robin, and just say hi, or just want to get in the contest, tell a story, ask a question, and that's how you get in the contest. How about that? So we'll go from there. Yes, indeed. So I did visit with the Linex fellows yesterday, Bobby Hawkins there at Bay Linex and Glen Burnie and Jack Carver over there at Catonsville Linex. I went to see the folks at Battery Warehouse. What was that?
Sorry.
What?
Nothing. The puppy got me.
Oh,
sorry.
The puppy bit you?
No, she didn't bite me. She wanted to get down.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm like, what? What was that?
I told you I found this thing, and you sent it to me anyway. Can I say, that Fall Fest is today and tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, just everybody knows.
All right, yep. Got a lot of good activities, so.
A lot of fun stuff. I didn't even know it.
Yeah. By the way, I saw that buck I shot had a, what we call a warble, I guess, on its chin. And DNR was, the DNR guy was at the butcher shop. Doing some jaw surveys and stuff, aging the deer, and we had a nice little conversation. I said, what do you think that is? I said, it could be a warble, could be a bot fly, it's something. He said, it looks like it could be an antler poke. And I said, it's possible. And I wasn't curious enough to, you know, open it up or anything like that. I just said, okay, you guys take care of it. But it was kind of a cool-looking thing, and it looked like, you know, you got struck by an antler and had some had some bruising and swelling there, so we nothing unusual in the deer woods. So, just wanted to toss that out there. There's a lot, you know, a lot of things that can happen to these animals out in the wild, and some of them are good, and some of them are bad, and some of them are non-consequential to eating them. A friend shot a doe, basically out of mercy. A week or so ago, with lumpy jaw. Lumpy jaw is caused by a fly or a bug, and it causes an infection in their face. They can't. The food becomes impacted in their jaws, and they swell up. They look like a chipmunk with acorns in its mouth, and it affects them ability to eat. It swells their face up. They can't chew. They can't eat. And this one was in the final stages, and they do not recommend If you, you know, see an emaciated animal, they do not recommend that you, you know, that you, you harvest it for sure for, you know, for the good of the herd and the good of the animal as far as, you know, mercy to the animal. But do not attempt to eat that animal from what I can see or what I can hear. Let's talk to Paul in Ellicott City. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Fine. Your partner's with you today.
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken with her. The I bet guess you could do a million things with that lumpy jaw joke, huh?
Well, you could, but I'm not about to. So, and it's not a joke. Yeah. It's a serious condition. I mean, I've seen deer checked in with lumpy jaw.
I'm just making light. I know it's a serious thing. I'm just saying, if you wanted to mess with somebody, you could say things like, you know, man, you got a bad case of lumpy jaw.
Well, you remember Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, Lumpy.
Yeah, old Lumpy over there.
Oh, Lumpy, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved Lumpy.
What were you going to say, Rob?
Nothing.
Go ahead.
I don't remember what I was going to say. I don't. I really don't. I am fully concentrated on this.
On something, not on the show. You're concentrated on cutting out. Where are those animals from?
Finding Dory. My daughter got. She's doing this trunk or treat. Somebody asked her to help out because they didn't have enough people. There's a lot to do for this thing.
Go all out.
I've never seen anything like it.
Trunk or treat, huh?
They have their house. They pull their trunk up. And it looks like a haunted house.
Oh, brother.
Or a drive-in movie or a popcorn stand. Or
so it's you decorate your trunk.
Right.
Got it.
And Brian doesn't have a printer, so guess he got to print all the stuff out.
Yeah, that would be else. So. Well, Lumpy Paul, anything else on your mind there, brother?
By the way, it's too bad the Orioles didn't make it this year, huh?
I'm not a baseball follower, buddy. I'm not emotionally invested one way or the other. I'm sorry for those fans.
It's
you know,
so good. I guess you're going to be, Robin, you're going to be taking these going Halloween trick-or-treating?
Oh, yeah. We do it. This you do during the day, this trunk-or-treat thing is for little kids.
Are you going to make them look cute or something, like animal outfits? Or
Our kids are Beauty and the Beast this year.
Yeah, well, that's a nice little. All right, well, look, it's always nice talking with you.
Nice talking to you, Paul. Thank you very much.
Have a great morning.
You too. You have a super morning, Paul. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You know, the best costume they've done yet is when Jameson was the chef.
Right.
And she was a crab in a pot.
In the pot,
She was a little baby.
I remember.
And we put her in a pot of boiling water.
Gotcha. Let's talk to Linda. Good morning, Linda. How are things in Baltimore today?
Well, they're okay.
Good.
I'm still sitting on the porch. I'm waiting for...
I know, young lady.
Okay.
I have to make a special trip there. Your muzzleloader is sitting here ready to go. It's just a matter of getting to you.
No, it was the fish thing. It wasn't it? I thought it was the fishing tackle stuff.
She won the muzzleloader.
I thought you won the muzzleloader.
No, I won the fishing stuff, and I think it was... I'm sure it was the fishing thing.
Well, I think it was...
Now we'll have to go back and look.
Okay.
We will.
I swore, Linda, it was a muzzleloader.
Whatever. I'm happy to win anything.
Oh, I see. We gave away both that day.
Right.
Yeah, oh.
So, the question is, since it's the muzzleloader, what would you like us to do? Do you have friends that hunt? Your family?
No. I had a deer stuck on my fence a week ago.
Oh, no.
And I have spikes, you know, I have a wrought iron.
Yeah.
Spikes. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and fortunately, I never turned my radio off.
Right.
It was right next to my, you know.
Sure.
So I didn't hear it, and one of my neighbors, she's young and strong, and she heard it screaming, and she came over, and the mother was there and one other.
Yeah.
And she managed to wrangle it off. What the hell would I have done? How could I? If I had seen, you know, I would have gone, I would have started screaming and crying. I wouldn't know what the hell to do.
Oh, sure. I understand.
Oh,
I
my
understand.
Gosh. And the deer was screaming and crying.
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, I would have just, yeah. That would have been the end of me.
And she took a picture of it on her camera. And I said, why don't you put that on Facebook? I said,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I just wanted her to get the credit, you know. Or
sure.
Something. God. But that indeed. Was. Oh, I'm well, glad I didn't see that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah.
So, how right, you
well,
guys been?
We're doing good. We're yeah, doing good.
That's
we'll get this.
Good. That's good.
We'll get this mystery figured out.
Well, you tell. Yeah, I definitely. Whatever you give me, believe me, I'm grateful because I have a lot of friends, and I just, you know, I like to enter contests. I always
sure.
Sean and Elliot, you know, and Casey.
Yeah.
And the fake news, and I've won 3 scratch offs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but guess how much I got?
I don't know.
$2.
Got, I always figure $2.
You got $2. Hey, Linda, are the last 3 numbers of your phone number 086?
4086.
Yes. Well, I said the last 3 numbers. I didn't want to give all 4 of my. Yeah, you won the muzzleloader.
I did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now she's more excited than she was.
Yeah, I guess so. All right.
It's better than $2.
It is better than $2. So let me call you again after the after the show, and we'll figure something out. Okay.
All right. No, I'm right. Not in a hurry. I had a reason to call, so I said, okay, let me go and bother them a little bit.
You can always bother us. It's a pleasure to talk
anytime.
To you.
Anytime. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. I really do.
Thanks, Linda. You have a great weekend. Okay. Thank you, Linda. Hey, folks, Spurry's Tire Service. Yeah, still haven't scheduled my brake job yet. I will. I'm good shape. Don't worry. I'm not running around the highway without, you know, without brakes. I'm good. Spurry's Tire Service. They're located right around the corner here, corner of Dover. That's one block down. And Elliott, that's one block over. They're just off Route 50 in Easton. And people in Dover, jeez. The people in Easton know where Dover and Elliott Roads is, and that's where they go when they need tires and auto service work. Now, Spurry's features American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, but if your car needs Michelin or Yokohama or something else that maybe fits you better and maybe costs you a little less, well, Spurry's Tire Service, they have the tires. They have them for your car, your truck, any maker model. I saw Farm Machinery the other day that had 2 big giant tires in the back and 2 smaller ones in the front, and they were towing this machine that looked like it had about 8 tires on it, and I'm thinking, man, there's a Spurry's experiment right there. Why not? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, from your backyard to your barnyard, your garden tractor to your tractor, farm tractor, lawnmower, wheelbarrow, whatever farm machinery you might have, Spurry's has a tire repair, full service automotive repair. They have folks that can check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They've got 24-hour truck service and more, and that's kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. No appointment needed. Stop by for tires and call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires?
We were on our way here the other day.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, I'm going to be 5 minutes late. I got low tire pressure. I got to stop by Spurry's.
Yeah. Jason was here. Our son-in-law was here the other day. I said, you got new tires? He said, yeah. Stop by Spurry's. He looked at it, called the boss. Boss said, yep, buy them. That's a good price. So there you go. That's how it works.
They're awesome. They care about their customers. You don't get that service other places.
No, you don't. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Who's on the line there, Aaron? That would be Wayne in Harford County. Morning, Wayne. How are you?
Good morning. Alan, how are you today?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Driving home from work, listening to you guys every Saturday morning. Really
glad to hear it.
Information.
Well, we try.
Well, I'd like to enter the drawing for the muzzleloader.
Okay.
I haven't had much luck with winning any contests lately, and given the response from your last caller, maybe I'll be one of those who just doesn't know what they want, but they want anyway.
They want anyway. That's right. Yeah, that's great. That's great. So, yes, indeed. Well, we'll talk with Linda and see what she has to say. So, yeah, I don't think she knew quite what she did win. I thought she said she won the tackle. So, anyway, that's okay. Well, you know, look, we gave. Two tackle packages away and a muzzleloader same weekend, so I can understand why that would be a little bit.
I was trying for the tackle package myself. That sounds pretty good, but
yeah,
I'll take
his tackle packages are great.
Yeah, well, you can always call Tim and order from him if you want. So,
all right, that sounds good. Maybe I'll do that.
There you go. Sounds
good.
All right, Wayne. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. You're in. Guess we'll give that away about 6:30 in the next hour, give folks more of a chance to call, right, Robin? Right. I did see Mike over there at Bellarg. I was all over the place yesterday. I was at Madonna Seafood. I walked in there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The place was banging. I mean, there were people at the carry out. There were people eating crabs. The place was pretty much jam packed. And I talked to the owner. He had been there and gone. He said, "Yeah, it wasn't real busy when I was there." I said, "Well, you left just in the nick of time because, you know, I only saw two or three empty tables. Everybody else was just enjoying themselves and having a good meal. And I didn't have time to eat, or I would have, but, you know, great place, Madonna Seafood." Went to Bel Air Gun Range, and, you know, they sell firearms and ammunition. They sell a lot of ammunition. And they were showing me the 400 Legend ammo. Guns are hard to find. But they had some of the ammo, so, you know, I think he said Savage and Stevens make one of the 400s, and they've got, their wholesaler had a few, but they went pretty fast. So people like those straight wall cartridges. Speaking of straight wall cartridges, did you see the lady who shot the bear on the first day of the bear season in Garrett County? She's on the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. We've contacted her, and they're going to get the bear measured for the record book. This is a giant bear. I mean, 643 pounds. The taxidermist said that the skull, which is what you measure on a bear for, you know, comparison purposes to for the record book, could potentially just blow away the current state record. 643-pound boar. She shot it with a 350 Legend. 180-grain bullet, a 350 Legend. Very, very nice people from what I can understand. I haven't spoken to them personally. I probably will in July or August when we're up there in Garrett County, or maybe before then when we go up to measure. But we're definitely gonna meet up with them and make sure that bear gets entered in the Maryland records. So, speaking of that, well, we don't have time at the moment. We do have time to talk about backyard billies. You know, it's going to get cold, but you know there'll still be some opportunities throughout the fall. Crab season winding down, but you know you've got those events that you get the folks over and birthday parties and anniversaries and things like that. And you get out in the backyard, you get out in the deck, you do some grilling, and you do some chilling, and you do, you know, the family stuff. Well, why not stop by Backyard Billy's and take a look at what they've got? They've got the tables and chairs, the colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, the Adirondack chairs for your deck. There's 1,000 of them in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 when you come across Kent Island. In the backyard, you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds. Might be something to think about for fall or for even the kids for Christmas, with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And we know we got listeners over there for sure. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you'll check out the barbecue grills. They've got the pellet grills by Traeger, the grill smokers by Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. Tremendous assortment of outdoor fire pits with themes on them. You know, like fish and duck and ducks and things like that. They've got the fire rings too, and you can browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer, as we mentioned before, with Hearth America, the pellet stoves, the gas stoves, the wood stoves, all the inserts that go along with that, even electric and so forth. Visit BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. That's in Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins. 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Cool Ice. That's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day.
There we go. Hey, we're about out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We just want to say thank you for joining us this morning. We'll give away the muzzleloader next hour, probably around the bottom of the hour, 6:30-ish, something like that. Right, Robin? You'll be ready? And we just got Bill just emailed. He's in. He commented on the bear, Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. What'd you say, Adam? Yeah, we'll talk to Donna real quick. Good morning, Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hi. Hi, how are you, Alan? Robin?
Doing good.
It's been a while.
What's up?
Hey, I got a question for you. I heard that there was a shortage on domestic turkeys for Thanksgiving. I heard the story one time, and I never heard anything more about it. Is that true? I mean,
I'll look it up.
Robin will look it up, that's for sure. I'll tell you what there's a shortage of. Tell you what there's a shortage of.
What's that?
Auto parts. Body shops around the country. Body shops around the country are going crazy. There's only a 20-day supply of auto parts left to repair your vehicles in the country. I learned that yesterday out at Mudgett's in Carroll County.
Wow.
So we'll look up the turkey shortage.
I'll let you know next hour.
Thanks, Donna. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Donna.
Bye-bye. Robin, there's your thing.
There's my thing. Everybody, get out, stay safe. It's going to be a good weekend. Do something with the kids for Halloween, Fall Fest, anything. Just get out and enjoy it. And enjoy your family.